Hey, good morning, everyone. We've been talking about Shema and the different ideas and feelings and intentions that we should have when we recite Kriyat Shema. Rav Soloveitchik explained that in Shema, that Shema in essence is an intellectual commitment. We understand that we understand what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is our King, and we have to commit ourselves to that. So, in a similar formulation, maybe this will be helpful to some of us. What the Shulchan Aruch says and what the Mishnah Berurah comments on the Shulchan Aruch as to the nature of our concentration, our intent when we recite the Kriyat Shema. The Shulchan Aruch says, Yikra Kriyat Shema, one should read Kriyat Shema, Bikavana, with intent, Be'ema, Be'yira, with dread, with fear, Be'reses, Uvizia. So, but it should also be with a sense, I guess, of also, guys, a type of shaking, fear, and sweat. There's awe, fear, and sweat, and also kavana. So the Mishnah Berurah, when he explains what does it mean, bikavana, he actually brings the Eliyahu Rabbah, who says in the name of the Kolbo, it's actually found in the Yerushalmi at the end of the first Perek in Brachos, that in Kriyat Shema, the Ten Commandments, the Aseret HaDibros, are hinted. When we say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, so Hashem Elokeinu is Merumaz Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's hinted, the first commandment of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. When we say Hashem Echad, Hashem is one God, all the powers are in Hashem. So that hints to the second commandment, Lo Yelachal Himachim Alpanai, don't have any other gods. The Pasuk of Yahavta Hashem Elokecha, so it's hinted the idea of Lo Sisa, that don't say God's name in vain. Demand the rachim lamalka lo mishtava b'shma l'shikra. If you love a kaddish, if you love the king, you're not gonna swear his name falsely. Or use his name falsely or use his name in vain. In the pasuk of uchsavtem, and you should write, it says amezuzos beisecha. So you should write on the mezuzos of your house. So that sort of hints at lo sachmod, the last commandment, because it says Beisecha, not Beis Chavercha. Your house, not the house of your friend. When the pasuk says, V'yasata digonecha, you should gather your grain, so it hints at Lo Signov. Gather your grain, digoncha, but not digoncha vercha, etc., etc. So again, they're not real commandments, but the Ten Commandments are hinted at the Aseret HaDibros, the idea being that when you are Mekabel, O Machu Shema, you accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu as your king, and you accept Hashem to perform his mitzvos, you think about the Ten Commandments, which are hinted in Shema, and this, the Ten Commandments are, in a sense, a model, a blueprint for all 613 mitzvos. So we're thinking about what it really means in practice, not just in theory, to think that Hashem is king, or to believe that Hashem is king, to accept Hashem as king, but to accept really all the principles that he gave us, which are models, which are perhaps headings for all the 613 mitzvos. So that's the content. What's be'ema uve yira? What does it mean with awe and with dread and with fear? So the Mishnah Berurah says it seems that ema and yira are in a sense having kavana to be makabel o machu shemaim, to accept Hashem as king, but more than that, lios neragal kiddush Hashem hamiyuchad, that we're willing even to die for the sake of Kiddush Hashem, because we say b'chol nafshcha, even if he takes nafshecha, even if he takes our life. Bereses vizia, with fear, with trembling. The Torah writes in the name of Rav Amram, you should think, when you're reciting Kriyat Shema, you're reading this proclamation from the king. And if there was a proclamation from the king, an edict that was printed and sent out to all the lands, we would read it with a sense of fear and dread. We have to keep this. It's very important that we don't go against the ruling of the king. So this is, in a sense, how we're supposed to feel when we recite the Kriyat Shema. So it's both in terms of our feeling that we have to keep it. We have to be willing to give our lives for this commitment to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And secondly, the commitment in totality. All the Aseret HaDibros, which reflect the Tariq Mitzvah. So the scope and the degree of our commitment are reflected in the words of the Shulchan Aruch of Bekavana, Be'ema, V'yira, when we recite the Kriyat Shema.